Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
Hi, and welcome. This is Stars Rainbow Rose, and I am right here with my buddy, Stars Maya, and she and I, today, will be talking about the paranormal. It's a very interesting place to go. I'm always fascinated, and I always love to learn more about it. Hi, Stars Maya. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Rainbow Rose. It's good to be here, Stars Rainbow Rose, with you today. And I, like yourself, this is a topic that is very interesting to me. I enjoy learning about it, and I'm excited about what we both can share with our listeners about the paranormal. So I think an interesting topic and one that can apply to a lot more people than to realize that the paranormal encompasses a great deal. And as you've always talked about, Stars Rainbow Roses, about energy being everywhere, and this, you know, the paranormal does tie in with some form of energy.
I agree. It's right there. And so something I think is fascinating is that there are seven levels to heaven, there are seven levels to the hells, and then there is Earth Plane. And Earth Plane is where we find ourselves. And when people pass away, you know, when they let go of their bodysuit, most of us start right here on Earth Plane. And the lighter the soul, actually, the higher they can float, because that's our natural state of the soul, is to float. Depending on what you have going on, you know, within your head or within your spirit, if you're anger, bitter, resentful, or any of that stuff, what can happen the other way is you can get earthbound, you can get stuck here, or you can even, be, as your resentments build, you can actually get connected to the lower astrals. So I think that it's really fascinating how all the energies can come into play, and I think one of my favorite movies that really helped to wake me up was Ghost. I think they really did a very good portrayal of someone that one could connect, that was a medium and could connect, you know, to spirit, but also how the dark energies can come in and the light energies too.
Right, and I think you brought up a good point too when you're talking about, I call that the ascension or the descension, the levels up or the levels down. And one thing that I would like to share with our listeners is, although paranormal does exist just about everywhere because it's a form of energy, it's not always evil, it's not always dark, and the movie that you mentioned is a wonderful portrayal of that. In that movie, of course, the ghost, the return of the boyfriend, I believe it is, the character of such, is coming back in spirit form to warn his girlfriend of the human that's wanting to cause her some harm. So the paranormal encompasses a great deal of things. Those that have not quite gone up or not quite gone down, correct?
Yeah, I believe that, and I think the more I've worked on my spiritual growth and development, the more I've been able to pick up on things along the way. I am a medium. I do work as a medium, so that's one of my blessed gifts, is the ability to actually, and I think it's one of God's, you know, I feel very entrusted with it, because God actually lets me have that wonderful ability when people call to be able to just, you know, plug into the energies of a loved one or animal that's passed, and I love that stuff. So no, you're right, it's not all dark and yucky, you know.
Right, it's good. And I too am a medium. That medium work, and medium work can be challenging, and I believe too it's a gift from God, and I believe that it helps us to give closure to people that have lost someone, sometimes even solving the mystery of how someone passed, giving them some peace and closure. But what I'm curious about too is about talking about maybe, I wanted to ask you your feelings and your take on the average person. Let's say that, you know, they're feeling something, they're feeling some type of paranormal activity in their house. What are some things that you feel would be portals or windows, or that, which is, those are the terms that I use. You may use completely different terms. I know that I do work with a local paranormal group, and I know that I believe you do some exorcisms and you work with energy in that way too, going to people's homes. So what could we maybe tell the listeners if they're experiencing paranormal activity in their home, be it good or benign or bad, what are some of the ways that energy enters our dwelling, our physical plane, the space that we occupy?
That's a good question. I think one of the things I'd also like to bring up around that is people sometimes may wonder how you can tell the difference between, does it, you know, is it dark energy or is it light energy or where does it come from? And what I learned to tell my kids a long time ago when they were growing up is the natural inherent nature of energy. If it's warm and fluffy, if it's warm and fluffy, it's of God, it's light. I don't care if it looks like the scariest thing in the world, but if you plug in and you feel the energy of it and it's light and fluffy, it's of God, because heaven's fire burns hot. So any energy from God or the angels or just anyone that's coming from a light place is going to be warm and fluffy. If you end up being around someone that has the darker energies that's coming from the lower astrals, you know, your best intent, you know, they don't really want the best for you. When you close that and you plug into the energies, what you will feel is cold, like an ice box. Their energy is very cold and dark. You can feel the coldness. And that's because hell's fires burn cold like dry ice. And that's why when you plug into that energy, you get that sense of coldness. And I have noticed when I have gone to do work, that's the barometer I use. And so if I go into a place, or even long distance, I can plug into a place. When I plug into the initial energy, I can tell, is it dark? Does it feel cold? If it feels cold, I know I'm dealing with some unpleasant energies. And if it feels warm and fluffy, I'm dealing with some lighter energies that probably aren't going to cause any trouble.
Yes, I word it, I think, a little differently, but basically, yes, that would be my parameters for gauging it. And also, for our listeners out there, I think it's important how they feel. If they feel intrigued and they just say, you know, wow, I noticed that, you know, we hear this walking and we hear it every night, and, you know, one thing I always would advise everyone is always rule out any ordinary house electricity problems, pipes that rattle in the night, anything like that should always be ruled out first. You know, we shouldn't jump every time we hear a noise and
right,
you know, that it's a paranormal experience. And so I believe that based on a client or a person, how they feel, and the same thing. I have a little bit different ideas on the cold, but I agree that the darker energies are cold. They take up more energy. They have a little bit more power sometimes, and so as they're taking our energy, they're cooling off the room. But sometimes even I've found that if there's enough good energy, it can do that as well. So, you know, I might cross the line there a little bit with not always being able to rely on that. More so I would rely on the person and how they feel. If my guideline with people is, if you feel uncomfortable, or if you have children in the home especially, if your children are frightened, they won't sleep in their room, they're scared, anything feels dark or negative, like you said, you plug into that energy and it's not warm and fuzzy, it feels negative, It feels bad. It feels threatening, any type of threatening type feeling. Or if there also, I would ask the family, have you noticed, has there been any disagreements lately? Does the family seem to be having any issues that correspond with that? Then that would lead me to believe that it is of the darker type entity or energies as opposed to the light. Mm-hmm. And people should be, I feel people should be open to light energies, because I feel, let's see if you agree with that, that sometimes the energies around us, that shadow that we may see, or we may feel that feeling that someone's there beside us, that's actually, again, going back to the movie that you referenced, that's actually a positive in our life, that could be an angel or a guide or a good energy that's looking out for us, even a loved one that's crossed over, that's letting us know that they're there, and that's their way of trying to make contact with us. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. I would. And I think that a large percentage of, you know, the things people connect into are those that are earthbound. They're not quite light enough to go up into the heavens, but they're not quite heavy enough to sink down into the hell. So the energies themselves, you know, they end up getting stuck here because they don't know any other place to go. And I think that's a time when, you know, just talking to them, if you have a sense of who the person is and you know that there's loved ones that have passed, you can ask the loved ones to come and take, you know, help to take their loved one home, things like that. You know, I think that many times when their lights are going on and off or something, it's just, sometimes it's just the earthbounds that are trying to find ways to communicate with us.
Right, right, right. I agree. And what about, what do you feel, you know, can be, I believe that there can be residual type hauntings and or paranormal activity, and it can be connected to a place that can be the ground upon which a home is built. It could be a piece of furniture that you brought into your home. And residual energy to me is a very benign energy, and it might be a pattern that's repetitive. So a person that reports, you know, every night at 2 o'clock we hear a pacing, you know, footsteps, but it doesn't feel scary. We never see anything. We're just curious what it is. I would tend to, you know, say that that's probably some type of residual type of activity, kind of like what you're saying, someone that perhaps lived in that home or possessed that piece of furniture that still has an attachment that hasn't quite made their ascension or descension, and so they're kind of stuck there. And they're not even maybe even aware in the way that we look at awareness and consciousness. They're not even aware that they're repeating these patterns. So the light's going off and on. It could be a deliberate maneuver to get our attention, to let us know, hey, there's another energy, there's another, you know, plane of energy here. And it could also be something that is not even aware that they're interacting in our space. They're kind of off in their own world. And so those are non-threatening. But I know that we have talked before about things that people might want to consider, you know, avoiding unless they're very well versed in dealing with the spiritual world, because it's, you know, it's like, to me, it's like a wide open window. If I open my window, I could have a bluebird or a redbird flying, which would be beautiful, or a butterfly, but I could also get a swarm of bees, which would not be so nice.
Right.
So what do you, you know, how do you advise people if they want to avoid, let's say someone's moving to a new home and they want to make sure that their home is safe, and safe meaning that there's no paranormal activity that's going to upset them. You know, I think when we all move, we all have that little feeling. It's a different home, and especially if we have children, you know, the kids are sleeping in different rooms in different situations, and we all have a tendency to be just a little bit, I guess I would use the word creepy, even though that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. So what are some things that you would advise people to do if they're making a move or if they're feeling that there's some type of paranormal activity going on.
Well, I think when you're moving into a place anyway, it's just good to clear it. And I think things like smudging with sage or sandalwood even, and there's others, you know, that you just go in the house and go through the rooms. And I think that, you know, and I think that helps to clear the energies. My favorite is frankincense, because frankincense is of the highest vibration. And frankincense, because you never know for sure, and sage works very well, but when it comes to the heavier, denser energies that probably are going to be problematic, frankincense is of the highest vibration. So, I will take a stick of frankincense and just walk through each room of the home and kind of, bless it in a sense, just asking God to give it light and to have anything leave that shouldn't be there. And I like doing that. I think that helps a lot.
I pretty much do that, too. I use myrrh also. I believe that frankincense and myrrh, that there's a couple of essential oils that I believe that they come from God, and that, you know, they're blessed and they're sacred, and therefore the closer to God that they are, the more light they carry. And so you can buy incense sticks. Sage is another thing, but I kind of agree with you. And the other thing about sage is it has a very strong odor, and it can linger in the house, and it's not the most pleasant, where frankincense or myrrh, those are lighter, I believe, fragrances, even just to the human smell. And so I think they do a better job in that respect. I also advise people, if they can, to obtain, if they can get holy water, or they can use pure virgin oil, and they can make the sign of the cross on every entryway inside and out, so on the door, and they can just ask that, you know, all good, that, you know, everyone that comes through these doors feels peace and joy, and that everyone is safe and protected within the circle of light, and that any darkness that prevails here or resides here or has entered here is asked to leave immediately, and that the light overtakes all of the dark, and that the home is a place that is blessed of peace and joy and happiness for all those that dwell within and all those that enter, and then make the sign of the cross again at every window inside and out. And also, I believe in the north, south, east, and west, and so I have even suggested that people can bury certain things like certain crystals or gemstones, or even anything that is symbolic to you. You could even take a white candle and light it and then bury it at all the four corners of your property. And, you know, what you say is not as important as what your intention is. We're speaking to God, to our Creator, and so He understands what our intention is. So we don't have to have a long written out speech when we do this. We just have to have the intention that we're asking to be protected from anything that would cause ourselves or our family harm. So those are some of the things that I use. And I always recommend, if you do believe in God as the Creator, that hanging a crucifix or even a cross is near to the entryway, or even on the on the inside of the door, also is a very powerful symbol. So I recommend that too. Like, what are your feelings on Ouija and spirit boards? And, I have a teenage son that's 16, so I hear a lot of stories about what the teenagers are doing right now. And they have that, I don't know if you've heard of that, where they stand in the dark room and they say Bloody Mary three times, and she's supposed to show. So it's delving to me into a little bit into witchcraft and sorcery by conjuring up spirits that then those kids and even adults that play these games have no real control or power over. What do you advise people in regards to that?
Okay. Before we go there, Stars Maya, I did want to bring up something, and I think you know it too, that not all of our listeners and not all people would be comfortable because of their own beliefs putting the sign of the cross anywhere or even, you know, using a crucifix. And they just need to know that it's exactly what you said. It's about intent. And if they have the intent that they would like something of light to protect them and to clear out their house, that's all it's going to take, really. You know, you yourself and myself, we both, you know, we are Christian. We connect that way. But you don't have to be Christian to be spiritual. You don't have to be Christian to be able to get protected by spirit, whatever that looks like. And I just wanted to bring that up. That's all.
Thank you, Stars, Rainbow, Rose, because you are right. And that doesn't make a listener that has a belief in goddess or creator or Mother Earth or anything of that nature. They just need to call upon their source or their creator, whatever they believe or ascribe to. And light, I think, is pretty universal. We all can understand the difference between light and dark. So you're absolutely correct. It does not require a belief in God in order to deal with the paranormal. That just happens to be my personal belief and what I recommend to those that do believe in God and are Christians. But certainly it's not a mandatory belief in order to do a cleansing or do a blessing or to clear your home. Any spiritual belief is fine.
Thank you. And another thing that helps to clear homes is rainbows. Do you know that rainbow energy, and you can send that, people can do it anytime to any situation at all, especially if they feel that there's energies around it. For instance, if someone is going to go have a talk with their boyfriend and they're scared about that, or they have to go to the, you know, they have to go to the principal's office, and this, you know, for younger ones, or just if you're going to go have a meeting with your boss, or there's a job coming up that you want. Beforehand, you can do it any time beforehand. Just kind of close your eyes and send it rainbows. Just send it the rainbow energy, and so you know when you go there that the energy will have, you know, will be there to protect you and help you to have everything come down exactly the way it needs to.
Okay, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that ideology before, but that's definitely sounds like a beautiful way of sending energy and helping the person, like you said, relax, and the person that the transmitter to relax by sending that rainbow energy, because that's going to encompass their energy as well. And then the person that's receiving it is going to receive that rainbow. And I don't know anyone, again, when we look at universal laws and universal, you know, similar to social mores, then we can say, who doesn't enjoy a rainbow? I don't think there's anyone that can say, oh, I don't like rainbows. So rainbow energy, that sounds lovely. And, wow, that's a great idea.
Thank you. And I did want to get back to what you were talking about and the Ouija board and people experimenting in that fashion. It can be dangerous. I think there's one thing about that can be said about the darker energies. Well, actually, two things. One is there's a lure to it. There's a pull that when people get excited when they think of the darker energy, when they just feel, you know, the darker energies, like people will get attracted to horror movies, or, you know, there's just a sense of excitement in their bodies, and they go, oh, you know, and they want to get more involved with it. I think the Ouija board is dangerous because of the simple reason that it does open a portal, but when you're plugging in, unless you can read energies real well and go, oh, this feels cold or this feels warm, you know, you can't really tell. And you can't rely on a negative or heavy spirit that's coming through to tell you it's heavy or negative. It's not going to. One of the guiding principles of darkness is dark mirrors light with evil intent. And basically what that means is that darkness will present as light and fluffy as it can to
right.
pull you astray, to pull you into a dark place or to get you involved in things that are going against what you truly believe in. So with a Ouija board, it's real dangerous. You know, I'd rather see people not, if you have a need to start connecting and start, you know, there's all kinds of really neat books. There's neat, what they call guided meditations. There's even classes that can help people learn responsibly how to connect into spirit.
Yes, I agree with you. There's online classes, there's books that if you are someone that wants to get in touch with the spiritual realm and you want to evolve spiritually, you want to do it correctly. And if you're not, just like what you said, if you're not well-versed and you don't have, you know, you and I both have 30-plus years experience at this, and even I myself would not pick up a spirit board because exactly what you said, you know, what's going to come through. I when we talk about movies, I like The Exorcist, actually. And one of the reasons, that was a horror flick back when I was in high school, so that just aged me right there. But one of the things that I like, there's a few things I like about the movie that I feel are actually true in real life. And one is, this girl starts out, whether we believe she was truly possessed or not, is really mute. But the point is, she did use a spirit board, and I think it was Mr. Howdy or something like that. Originally, and I've seen this a lot when I've gone to homes where it begins where the children have an imaginary friend. Now, I'm not talking about children that go through the stages of an imaginary playmate, which is just that, an imaginary playmate. I'm talking about children that are encountering a spiritual energy. And that energy always begins, like you said, even if it's a dark entity and it has negative intentions towards the child or the family, it will come across. If, you know, we could use the analogy of a predator or a pedophile. You know, they don't come up to a child and say, hey, I'm going to do this and this and this to you. They say, oh, I've lost my puppy. Will you help me find her? Or, you know, I've got some candy here in the back of my car. Could you reach in and I'll give you a bag of candy? So I think if we look at it that way, that just, you know, cements what you said and why, unless you are really prepared to go into, and there are people out there that are interested in witchcraft and sorcery, and that's fine. That's their choice. But we're, you know, for people that are not, that have been disturbed, let's say, or intrigued, or maybe even threatened or felt threatened by some type of paranormal activity, they're not going to want to be involved in witchcraft or sorcery. They're going to want to try to find a way to rid themselves and their home of that negative energy. So definitely any type of these supernatural games with kids, spirit boards, Ouija boards, you know, seances, unless you're doing it with a professional medium, anything like that, portals are opened. And what you said, I completely agree with. It's going to begin as the light. It's going to be enticing, and it does trigger those endorphins in us, and it inspires that mysterious side to us. And I've always felt that the darker side is more apt to be a little bit bolder. Let's say we're in a home and there's a paranormal activity, and we say, you know, prove you're real and turn on the light, and the light flicks on and off. Right away, to me, my senses tell me we're dealing with something that's negative or definitely not positive, because positive usually doesn't have to be so bold and brazen. They work in a very different, more flowing, more natural way. How do you feel about that, Stars Rainbow Rose?
I totally agree. And one of the things I know as we're starting to wrap up here, I'd like to bring up is that black tourmaline, I think, is my absolute favorite when it comes to you know, ways that we can help ourselves, because all of the black stones get rid of negativity, but black tourmaline is the only one of the stones that gets rid of negativity by pushing it away. So it produces its own kind of force field, and I think that really works for me, and it's worked for a lot of people. Just carry a piece with you, and then you know that, you know, you can get a sense that the darkness isn't going to quite get to you as much as it might. And that's one I really like. What do you use, Stars Maya?
Well, I agree that black tourmaline is a good stone. I rely a lot on clear crystal quartz. I believe that it can protect, balance, clear. I believe that it has so many properties. I also believe turquoise is a protection, more of a personal protection. So I also would recommend turquoise. And I also recommend white candles and the scent of lavender and to keep things light and just to keep things peaceful. So that's what I recommend. And I want to, if we're wrapping up, I'd like to thank our listeners and let them know that, you know, all of, or many of the us at Stars are, you know, experienced in the paranormal, and we are happy if anything is going on and they want additional information. Like you mentioned, you made a good point in mentioning that we don't have to necessarily come to your home to assist you, right?
That's right, and yes, and you can find us, Stars, and our brothers and sisters over at starspsychics.com. That's with a Z, StarsPsychics.com. And with that, Stars Maya, I am going to end things for today. Thank you for showing up.
Okay, thank you, Stars Rainbow Rose. It's been a pleasure.
Hi, and welcome. This is Stars Rainbow Rose, and I am right here with my buddy, Stars Maya. Hi, and welcome. This is Stars Rainbow Rose, and I'm...
Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the topic discussion. I don't know why it went on to play again, but we have Star Spirit Amy with us to answer your one question. And if everybody is ready, hold on, and I will go to our first one, and her name is Donna. Hold on, please. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Did you enjoy the show?
Yes, I did very much. Thank you.
Okay. I have Star Spirit Amy with me right now,
okay. And
you can give her your one question, and she'll be happy to answer it for you.
Yeah. Hi, Stars Amy. Hi, Amy. I wanted to know if I have a friend back east. He's my elderly friend in his 80s, and he has a sister that lives in Ottawa, Canada. And a couple months ago, she wanted me to come out and visit and stuff. But then she thought that I knew some people in Massachusetts, which I've never met before. So she got kind of angry and hung up on me. But now a little time has gone by, and I'm thinking I'd like to make a trip out there to see her. And her brother said also that maybe at one time she might need some help. And so I wanted to know if you saw this happening.
Okay, so can I have the brother's name and then also the lady's name as well?
His name is Izo and her name is Mauro.
Okay, let me connect in here. Okay, she's got a little bit of a powerhouse type of energy as I link in with her. So I really feel like she's not naturally trusting of people. So you really are walking on a tightrope when you're talking to this woman. I'm not getting a bad energy with her, Donna. But I really feel like her past has led her to sort of be a bit judgmental with people at times. She will be open in the future for communication and a visit, but she really strikes me as the type of person that she has to get there in her own time. So I would definitely not look at doing this right now. I would wait a little bit, and I would also ask Spirit to step in and kind of clear the path there so you could talk to her. They're showing a full circle to me, so that definitely tells me that you will have some communication here, and the guys are showing a J month, so it would be more towards June, July, but just take careful baby steps, okay?
Yeah. Okay,
really easy baby steps. Yeah. I mean, he feels like a character to me. He has really, really good energy.
He does.
He feels like a character. He does, the brother. He feels like a character.
Yeah, he might move out here to California, so I'm hoping so.
It's going to happen to me. Again, this family feels kind of slower to me with their actions, but he's got a really good energy there. Him and his sister, they strike me as like real polar opposites. Definitely don't, fit together, but I guess families do that sometimes.
Well, they don't get along that well, actually. They don't talk that much or anything. They don't.
Yeah,
you know,
because it's interesting because they keep showing puzzle pieces trying to fit in. So it's kind of like square peg, round hole when it comes to that family. But definitely feeling communication. I would go in with her very slowly, just kind of one foot in front of the other, and then she'll let the guard down.
Oh, very good.
All right. Do you have any questions, Donna?
Just can I just ask you if you think that if I will be meeting someone, because I have not been in a relationship for 7 years.
I'm 59. Yeah, you will be in a relationship. It's not going to come in this year, sorry. It feels like it's going to start. Your guides are showing that you started manifesting in a new relationship 2 years ago. But you're kind of like me. You don't tend to take the shortcut with anything. You take the scenic route. So, you know, while you had all these really good intentions about, you know, looking for the right guy, you sort of pushed it to the side. And I definitely feel like you're the type of person that puts others above you. So it's, you know, a slower, kind of steadier path. I'm feeling a relationship for you. They're showing 14. To me, that means 14 months. And I get a sense of a man who would be a small business owner. You definitely like the guys that are well-skilled, like with their hands. I don't feel like a suit and tie type of male that'll step in for you. But I keep hearing builder. So the person that comes into your life would either be talented with drawing or some kind of like architecture or something like that, because they keep showing a structure with him.
Oh.
So I give it about 14 months for you.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I'll just enjoy myself.
Yep, enjoy yourself and, you know, bring in, you know, manifest all that really good energy in your life and, you know, try to put yourself forward a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay, but it was very nice to meet you. And, you know, you can check us out on starpsychics.com.
Oh, I most definitely will. And here is Virginia. I already spoke about, she wanted a reading with you, too. She's new, too.
Sure.
Thank you. Amy.
Hello.
Hi, Amy.
Hello, Virginia. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. I'm doing great, thank you. What is your question?
My question is, I wanted to know if you saw me opening a restaurant.
Opening a restaurant. Okay.
A little,
yeah,
you know,
You definitely need to keep your hands busy. You definitely need to keep your hands busy. Your guides are showing. I feel like you're on the path towards that. I'm not getting a confirmation of it opening up within this year. It feels to me you've kind of got a little bit of the two steps forward, one back going on right now in your life. And it also looks like your guides keep showing if there's a little bump in the road, you tend to trip over it. So they're saying not to get caught up on the smaller setbacks, that you really need to focus in on the long-term goal. You know, I keep getting Archangel Michael really, really strong around you. And when I see Archangel Michael step in for somebody, that just shows me that he's cutting the cords of all the negativity that's going on in your life. You need to be really careful with your boundaries this year. I keep hearing that your boundaries are what's making your dream, you know, of your restaurant not coming to fruition. So you really need to have strong boundaries with the people in your life. Feel family to me. Sometimes friends, not Donna, of course, but, you know, you just got to watch that you don't get pulled in there, too. Yeah, so they're showing it definitely will come in. It does not feel like this year, though, honey. I feel like I'm going midway next year. And they're saying to start small, okay, and focus on the little smaller things. Do you have any questions?
Okay. Yeah, and then the other thing is a partner. Do you see the partner?
I'm sorry, did you say apartment or
partner? A partner.
It looks like for now you're going to be focusing on the career stuff and opening up the restaurant. I'm not getting the sense of a partner stepping in for you just yet. Feels to me like you know, worked hard on letting go of some relationships in the past. So, you know, while I'm not seeing a partner step in just yet, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, I'm going to be stuck here loveless for the next, you know, year or so. Try to focus in more on yourself and attract in that really positive energy. I really feel like you're getting a timeout right now with your guide so that you can focus on you.
Okay.
And then when they show, when things are going to take off with you, they're really going to take off this year.
All right. Cool.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
much.
Honey. All right. You're welcome, girl.
Okay. Honey.
Thank you, Donna and Virginia. Come back and see us. And don't forget, go to starpsychics.com.
Okay, we will. Bye-bye.
Okay, Amy, I'm going to get your next caller. Her name is Missy. Hold on.
Okay.
This is going well. You're doing awesome. Of course, you are awesome. What can I say? Whoops. Okay, Missy, you're on with Star Spirit Amy.
Hi.
Hi, Missy. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's your question?
I have two. The first one is, can you tell me what's coming up for me and Casey?
And for Casey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Can I have Casey's date of birth, please?
Sure. It's April 25th,
1979. Okay. When I link in with Casey and with you, too, my guides are showing me the image of two dogs with a bone. So that tells me that the both of you guys definitely have a little bit of a stubborn side going on, and that in order for this this relationship here to work out, you guys definitely both have to meet in the middle. When I link with you, I just feel like I'm like the lone man out on an island and that I'm not getting any support or I'm not being heard. And when I link with Casey, I feel like my ear is actually deaf. So there's definitely like a bouncing here. You saying something, Casey not fully taking it in. You both have really good energy together, but I just feel that in order for this relationship to progress or get past, it feels very, very stuck to me right now. And I'm actually, Spirit keeps showing feet stuck in the mud, like in a concrete cinder block, actually. So in order for this to shift, all right, there's got to be a middle ground. And, you know, and I feel like with you, Missy, that you're really good at setting your boundaries, but that you have a tender heart like me. I mean, you're very, very empathic. And so you try to see the good in everybody in your life. And sometimes, you know, sometimes an apple's just an apple. And, you know, as much as we want it to be, you know, an apple pie or whatever, it's just not going to be that. We just really got to try to see the person in the present moment instead of thinking of what they could be later on. I really feel a compromise is needed here, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any
questions? Yes.
Sure.
We're actually not together at the moment.
Uh-huh.
We were
Which
high
explains
school.
Why your guys have put you out to the side, yeah.
Right. So do you see us, like communicating or...
Yeah,
like,
I do feel
picking
communication.
Up or...
Yeah, it'll definitely pick back up. It'll definitely pick back up. And it should pick up soon because when they show an eight like that, it's got to be 8 days or 8 weeks that this is going to come back in. Do you feel wronged with this relationship? Because your guys are just setting you off to the side here, and it's like, I'm not being heard. I'm not being heard. In case you must have a tendency to sort of put you in the corner at times instead of fully hearing you out, what I would suggest with you while you're waiting on this communication is I would really write what I like to call like a wish letter. And I would write out everything that I would want to say to Casey. All right. I'd fold it up and I would just send my intentions right up to God. All right. And really communicate with the higher self and say, you know, I'm open for communication, but I am going to stick with my limits. I'm going to stick with my boundaries.
Okay.
Do you
feel feelings there? I mean, or do you feel like...
I do feel feelings. Yeah. I do feel feelings. You guys feel like you have like a love-hate sort of energy going on here. You know, like the people that really drive us nuts, but that we hold close to our heart.
Right.
Yeah, definitely somebody to push your buttons and you know, and vice versa too. There's a really strong. Are you guys both fire signs? Could you just come in, both of you? Your energy like a roar. It's like very, very strong.
I'm Gemini. So.
Oh, okay. Really strong, like, you know, that kind of energy. And I don't usually see that real powerful energy unless somebody's a reader or, you know, or a psychic or something like that. But you both come in very, very strong. So, yes, there are still feelings here. But like I said, you know, work on yourself, write that letter, and just send it right up to the higher self. I'm open to communicate, but I am going to stick to my boundaries. I'm going to stick to my limits. Okay.
Okay. And I was going to just ask you one more question. As far as the job, job situation, do you see me getting a job soon, or do you have any?
Okay.
You know, what do you see or feel there?
I'm not feeling a job change come yet. It's just I'm getting a lot of with you, it's a desire to change, a desire to move on. But I feel like with you right now, you have, you know, so much going on internally that you're just going to have to wait till you take some time to focus on yourself first. So take a little bit of time. I'm not seeing the job change yet, but that doesn't mean it's absolute. It's really all about intention.
Okay, so it is all about intention?
It's all about intention. It's all about your intentions. You probably have a little bit like I do of the ADHD going on where, you know, you're like, I really want the other job, but then you sort of lose interest in it. But, you know, once you set the intention to go ahead and find the job, you embrace the job, you'll get it. I'm just not seeing it yet. So that just shows you need to, you know, change a little bit of what's going on upstairs in your head.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much,
Amy.
Good
to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Thank you. Come back
Thank
and see
you.
Us.
Sure will.
Okay, Hello. Donna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi there.
Okay, you're on with Star Spirit Amy.
Oh, great.
Oh, we got another Donna.
Yeah,
hi, Donna.
Another Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thank you. My question is, I was possibly presented the idea of moving in with somebody that I've liked for quite a while, and I wondered if you see anything in regards to that, and if so, and do you see a new job coming into play with that?
Okay, what is the person's name that you were going to move with?
Travis.
Oh, Travis is a little bit of a hot mess. Travis feels like he needs to be grounded. Really good guy, you know, good energy there, but, you know, I keep getting like this tick, tick, tick sound with him. So he just, you know, I don't know what it is with him.
Well, because he's ending another relationship.
Yeah, it's like tick, 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 talk, the guys say. And so, you know, he's a really good guy, though. Like, he has a really good energy that comes through. Would not hurt a fly. But he's kind of, like, a little bit more manly on the outside, right? You wouldn't expect, like, kind of a squishy marshmallow on the inside, but he definitely feels like he's got, like, that really
soft. Oh, definitely. He's not, he doesn't show that squishy side.
Yeah, but he feels like a guy.
It's hidden.
Right.
He's a Cancer, so they're sensitive.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Yeah, that's a really good mix. And what's your sign?
Scorpio, so that's a good...
And you're okay, so you're a water.
Yeah.
You're like me and my husband. Those are, you know, water and water can mix good. At least
I
found
it.
All right.
Each other. Yeah.
All right.
So do you see
a
new job?
He cares about you. I definitely feel he cares about you. My guides keep showing blurry lines here, so you've really got to watch the lines in this relationship. I would not hop into anything right away with him. Look at it as moving in.
Right.
As a friendship. You feel confident for him. So I really feel like he has a lot of respect for you, and this could go somewhere. But definitely some fear-based stuff going on. So if he's getting out of a relationship, he just sort of needs to clear the baggage.
Time,
You know,
do you happen to see a job change? Because I have been wanting to kind of do something different. I'm sorry to interrupt.
What are you looking at changing? Are you looking for total career change, or are you thinking
I'm a hairdresser. I'm a hairdresser by trade, but I'm just kind of burnt out. I'm just not fulfilled. And a career change.
Now, are you doing anything with energy healing? Because you have a lot of green.
I've been told that.
I just get this green energy around you. And generally, when I have somebody that has so much green, when I link with them like that, it shows me that you have healing hands, which, you know, you can take out, like do with the hair and stuff. But you could look into something like Reiki or energy healing or even psychic reading. Because I think with you, you strike me as, like, I like to call people like this a human lie detector. So you get a real good gut instinct on if somebody's telling the truth or, you know, if somebody's been in the room talking to you. I do feel a change here, too, and I definitely feel it'll be in a healing type of profession.
I don't
feel like you're going to be going to school for long periods of time.
Right.
So if it's not like a holistic type of career, you know, I'd maybe look into
Have you heard of reconnective healing? Reconnective healing?
Yeah.
I want to look into that. That sounds interesting. So maybe
You really should, because you feel very, very gifted to me as far as healing, and you're definitely somebody that puts people at ease. And, you know, you just kind of know how to settle people down there. So I would definitely look into that.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much. Yeah,
oh, you're
very
welcome.
Encouraging. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Donna. Come back and
see
us.
I sure will. Thank you so much. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have quite a few, so I guess we have to cut it back a little bit here with time frame. We have about 10 minutes or so, my darling.
Okay.
Are you getting exhausted?
No, I'm good.
Good. You're doing so well. I can hear it. I can just hear all these words coming to you. Okay, you have Susan who is up next, and let me get her for you.
Okay.
Hi, Susan. You're on with Star Spirit Amy.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
Well, thank you.
Very good. What is your question?
I'd like to know, I've been told that I'm coming upon an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual agreement. And I'm not sure what's upcoming for me with regards to that. Because I've been working on some things. I think I'm in a little bit of confusion.
Okay, you've been told I'm sorry, can you repeat your question? It kind of cut out a little bit there for a second.
That I believe that there's an agreement that I'm stepping into spiritually, not here on earth. So I'm wondering if you have any guidance.
Okay. Well, I mean, as far as spiritual agreement, I mean, you feel like a medium to me. So when I get that sort of really high color there at the top of the crown chakra, that to me shows somebody has medium abilities. I think you've always sort of, I know they were talking about the paranormal earlier. You feel like a magnet to me, like you sort of attract in this really strong energy, but I definitely feel like you've closed it off. When you say agreement, to me that means you're working with your soul contract and that you've decided now that you're not going to push your intuitive gift away. For you, I would definitely look into sitting at maybe like a psychic development class or even a mediumship circle, because I feel like the previous caller, you're here to heal and you're here to help others. It looks to me like you just have been smacked down in life like the last 5 years. And when they show the image of a lotus, it just tells me that you're really coming out of a place in your life that was hard and it was dark and you really pushed your way through. So I feel it's part of your soul contract that you're mm-hmm. going to start to work with this intuitive gift and not to be afraid because they show a lot of heavy energy, in the throat area. When I see that heavy energy, generally it means somebody can have like a thyroid issue or just, you know, it just feels like there's something stuffed up there. So they're saying, don't be afraid, embrace your power, and learn to speak your truth, because it's really finally time to let go of your past and, you know, just sort of like flash mm-hmm. forward there. So for you, mediumship, that's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah. Do you see me hearing from my daughter at all? Because that's probably what you saw, that crap I went through the past 5 years.
Yeah. What's your daughter's name?
Melissa.
Melissa's got a real strong energy there, too. Yeah, I do feel healing. And I feel like you're right there. I do feel like there's got to be a healing here between the two of you.
Yeah.
You know, your solar plexus is just a mess when I tune into her. So you're definitely, like, sort of corded with her or connected with her. And that's the area, you know, where your belly button is. Because I feel drained there. I mean, I know you've really tried to, like, establish boundaries and not get sucked in there. But I do feel that you'll have communication. It's not always going to be 100% here because you guys feel pretty opposite to me, you know?
We are opposite. But,
yeah, pretty opposite. But, you know, I think you come in from a place of wisdom where you know not to let people treat you a certain way. And I feel like with Melissa, she's still learning it.
Yeah, she's been learning actually a little too much for one person the past
Yeah, but
several
she likes
years.
To direct the show, doesn't she? Like, she likes to come off kind of a bit bossier than she really is, because she feels pretty, you know, she doesn't feel like she's that type of person. It's more like the inside doesn't match the outside.
Yeah.
All right, so work on your own. Clear out that throat chakra, and really, I feel, really try to work with your gift of mediumship. It feels like you've had it since you were a child.
Thank
okay.
you, Susan. We have more callers waiting, so please come back and see us, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay, take
You're
care.
You're welcome. Okay, I've got Lisa here. We're not going to get to everybody, but it's hard to keep them short, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I know, but try. This is Susan coming up next. Oh, no, excuse me, not Susan. This is going to be Lisa.
Lisa, okay.
Hi, Lisa. You're on the air with Star Spirit Amy.
Hi, Lisa.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
I met someone about 3 months ago around the holidays, and we hit it off, and then we had some problems come up. And then now we're separated we're separated, and I was wondering if you think that we're going to work this out, or do you think this is pretty much over?
Can I have the person's name, please, Lisa?
Yeah, his name is Scott.
Scott. Oh, okay. See, Scott comes in with his arms crossed when I link in with his energy, so he's just not ready to take any sort of responsibility for his actions.
Yeah.
I feel like you're doing the right thing where you decided to sort of cut cords and put yourself forward. I'm sorry, I don't feel like this relationship right here is going to heal. I feel like he stepped into your life as a way to help you with the boundaries and to really speak up for your worth. And I feel like, now, did you meet him after you came out of a longer relationship? Because it feels to me like you needed to sort of have a little bit of a test there, you know, when the type of guys maybe you shouldn't go for. But every relationship serves a purpose. He's a nice guy, but he just feels very, very closed off to me. And I definitely feel like this is, a way for you to kind of shake it up. And they're saying to you, Lisa, it's time to, move forward. And you did it, and you're well on your way. You'll get into another relationship this year, though. Should be coming in September. Your guide show 9.
Okay. And the other thing is, I'm supposed to get, a financial settlement. When do you see the money improving for me, where I get my money?
When will you get your money? Let's see here. Oh, it looks like you're going to get stuff on the heels of each other. So it's going to be coming right around the time of that relationship. So I'm going to say around August for you, because it feels like, financial stability starts to come in, and then once you're able to kind of breathe and take it easy, that's when the love area starts to go off and running too.
But, I feel really still so connected to him, the guy, and I'm trying so hard to let go, and I'm not having an easy time.
It's hard. It's hard because you're very empathic. So, I know I saw another lady. You're the type of person that you do see the good in everybody, and you can kind of have like a bird's eye view of what the person's going through, and you understand, and you're sending your energy to them. And, it's just, I don't really feel that he is the one. But I do feel like he awakened a part in you, like an intuitive part of you. And I also feel like it's a little bit of a hint from your guide. So the guy that you end up with, he's going to have something similar about Scott. And that's, that's going to kind of draw you to him. So think of Scott without the baggage. I feel like that's your next relationship coming in.
I still agree. But it's so hard because I still feel him so connected to me. And I do feel like he wants to talk to me or wants to be with me. Am I crazy?
No, it's not necessarily you're crazy. When somebody's an empath like that and they're thinking about the other person, you definitely can get courted. What I would suggest for you is get some Reiki to start off with, and then also ask Archangel Michael to come in and just sort of clear those cords out for you.
But
and just
you
be diligent about it. Definitely be diligent about it.
Think the guy is going to be contacting me again?
I can't say no contact because I don't see the image. I'm not seeing contact coming at this time, but I can't say for sure it's a no. I just don't feel another go of this relationship. Communication definitely is a possibility here. I'm not getting a timeline on that, but I do feel like you're on target with moving forward because he's got a lot.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
But
our time is almost up, everyone. We missed a few tonight, but hopefully you'll go to starpsychics.com and see Star Spirit Amy there and get a reading with her. She was awesome tonight, I think. We really had a great time with her. The topic was great. And do come back and see us next week at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And thank you, Amy, for all that you did. It was wonderful.
Everybody. All right.
Thank you, honey.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everyone.